This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam, ABSFAM.com, for the coolest hockey shirts that you can find online. We've hit you with three long-form podcasts talking to some of our favorite people in the world. Today isn't going to be one of those days. Today, we're going to hit on some topics in a short and rapid-fire manner. So when you hear this, we're moving on. That's our attention span making a digital noise. Okay, here we go. The Colorado Avalanche have recalled Calvin Pickard. Picks, the guy on the really awesome shirt that AvsFam makes. Yeah, go check it out. Anyways, Picks is getting the call-up because Varley is hurt. He's day-to-day with insert injury here. I don't know what the hell's wrong with him. I thought that maybe this might be a move by Waugh just to buy him a little time and take some of the heat off. Like, hey, maybe he's not playing awesome because he's hurt, or maybe he really is hurt. Maybe he's been hurt this entire time and he hasn't been a squeaky wheel whining about it. Either way, what we know is that Berra has been playing really good, and that Berra is going to be in net again for the third game in a row. That's pretty awesome. So what does this mean to Picks? Well, Picks is going to get an opportunity if Berra gets hurt, and I think that's about it. I expect Picks will go right back down, and that Vardy will go right back up to the number one goaltender as soon as Berra has a bad game or two. He is our number one goaltender. We pay him the money to be the number one goaltender. He just needs to go jump in a puddle of confidence and get his game together, because when he does, he is Vardy. The 1-2-3 line, as coined by Peter McNabb, has been amazing. These guys are playing some really good hockey. They all complement each other's styles, and it makes you wonder, what the hell? Why wasn't this put together earlier? Is it a timing thing? Did they see something in practice that makes them think, hey, let's put all of our really good guys on one line and see if we can't dominate, because they're dominating. This is awesome hockey, and it's exactly what Dutchie needed. Dutchie is in full redemption mode right now, and I think that he's going to impress some people. What I'm hoping is that he isn't going to impress people so much that they go, hey, we'll trade for that guy and give you something outrageous, because I would like to see Dutchie remain an Avalanche player for his entire career. Sure, he hasn't been the dominant player that we all thought he would be, but he has been good. I would even go as far as to say he has been dominant at times, but this guy's still searching for a part of his game that's going to put him over the top, and I want him to find that in an Avalanche jersey. So I'm Dutchie Strong. I want him to stay. The tough little pup has turned into a big dog, and Nathan MacKinnon is poised to take over the entire NHL because he has skill, he has speed, but now he has strength, and not just strength, he has stability. He can hold on to that puck a lot like Peter Forsberg could. Not nearly as good, because nobody's ever going to be able to do that, but he's getting a lot better at possession, and he already has vision, and his willingness to shoot or pass from anywhere on the ice is exactly what we need to make things happen. Sometimes it works, sometimes it just causes chaos in front of the net, but we need chaos, because chaos is awesome. We've got some really cool podcasts coming up with some really cool people, so be sure to stay tuned and check us out there. Also, check out AvsFam, ABSFAM.com, and stay awesome.